Can you just speak a little bit more about that one recollection of the devas and recalling renunciation, going without, and how to use that skillfully and how that can be used not skillfully.
I think it could be used skillfully in terms of contentment. So like not in terms of going without, in terms of like making ourselves go without in order to harm ourselves in some way or even punish ourselves, but that if there's something, if what we want or need isn't available or present, then to be able to develop, have a sense of contentment even without the things that we would normally make use of. So like, for example, it is almost unheard of that it would happen now, but sometimes in the early days of a Bhayagiri, there might not be enough food offered. So like, there would be less food than normal. So that would be a sense of going without. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just, that's all there is. There's beans and bread and peanut butter and, you know, and a bag of nachos or something. And so just being able to be content with things like that, I think it has to be coupled with a contemplation of contentment. And that way it's like we're never dissatisfied. We can live in almost any situation. And we don't experience the same kind of suffering. It's like we could kind of go into panic mode or sort of like bemoaning our situation and why does this always happen to me? Or like getting sick, like being able to go without good health. So we just can't have it in that moment. So rather than getting into a state of like, oh, I must have so much bad karma or something, you know, just say, well, this is just the way it is, and trying to be as content as possible in that situation. So being able to mindfully and equanimously go without, that's, the Buddha praised that quite a lot. Yeah.
So it's not so much about creating situations where you go without, to train yourself.
Certainly the Buddha would have done that, and at a certain level, yes, you can do that. Things like fasting or on the most extreme level, the Buddha did these extreme austerities, which he then criticized after doing them. But so people can try things out and try to push their limits. Going without sleep on the lunar observance day, that's something we normally do to try to, that's like our practice of going without, is say like, you want to go to sleep at 9 or 10 p.m. or whatever, and so we just go without every so often, and that helps us to build up that sense of contentment and resilience and being able to exist outside of our self-perceived or self-created comfort zones. Yeah. Going without, you know, our 3 p.m. yoga session, even, or whatever, you know, oh, I can't miss that. But what if something comes up? Being able to be adaptable.